the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senate, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience pants. I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right.
Then one iron club blow sends the first guard to
try my new electro stun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Yes, I'm back. Welcome. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show. This is most likely going to be a very short show, only because I've had a long week and not a lot of time to check out stories and so forth. So if I don't get any calls, I'll probably go through these stories in like 5 or 10 minutes. Which then it'll be the shortest show in history. But I'm going to give you a show anyway. And as the title says, this is the What Are You Reading comic book show. This is a show about comic books. And it's mainly a show about you calling in to talk about comic books. And you can do that on Skype. You can reach me at SilverSurfer_Forever. I got to get me a new mic. And, of course, hopefully you're listening live in the Rant EM Radio chat room or listening live on TuneIn or Stitcher. And if not, you can listen on the download on iTunes or Podbean. There's no real box office numbers to report yet, but we do have a big one opening next weekend. Thor Ragnaroks. Rocking the Ragnums. And I should have a review up sometime this week, if I'm not lazy. Definitely by next Sunday. Well, there's bad news about next Sunday. I won't be on the air next Sunday. So I definitely need to get a review up, because there will not be a show next Sunday. I will be out of town at a thing that superheroes do. And, oh, I'm getting a call already. Rescuing me. Bring them in, and before I introduce them, what was I about to say? Yes, I'll be out of town, and I got something to do, and so that'll be that, but I'll be back, don't worry. The show's never going away for too long or too far, and I found out this week that the Silver Surfer is older than the universe itself. It was a bittersweet week for me because the final issue of the current run of the Silver Surfer came to an end, only to discover he is older than the universe itself. And this is what happened. These latest adventures, he's been traveling the universe with his companion Dawn Green. And last issue, they kind of got sucked out of the universe and into the previous universe that Galactus comes from, and they were stuck there. And so he kind of changed his appearance and all, and they lived out their lives until Dawn died of old age. And then when the universe was collapsing, he hitched a ride on the ship that Galactus used to go from his universe to ours. At that point, when he made it back into the universe that was just brand new, he had to change his appearance and phase out of the universe, and he watched the universe, and he watched Galactus. And then when his younger self did the same thing with Don Green and left the universe. He then changed back to the Silver Surfer and had to break the bad news to her family. But he found a way to make them happy at the end. I'm on the phone with Mr. Hightower. You still there, Mr. Hightower? I might have lost him already. What is going on? Where's my Skype? What the hell happened to my Skype? My Skype cut off? It sure did. This is unbelievable. What happened? Out of nowhere, Skype just cut off. I'm sick of Skype. I really don't know how that happened, but maybe my computer's haunted, so let me bring Skype back up, and then we'll get my caller back on, because I have no idea what happened. And so, let's see. Let me call him. I had the caller all queued up. Hopefully he'll pick up.
I'm here. What's up?
What happened? My Skype just like kind of cut off or something because it wasn't there.
Yeah, for some reason my Skype tripping too. Had to use my phone.
All right, so hey, this is Mr. Hightower. How you doing? How's your team doing?
Doing good. I'm doing good. You gonna be away for a while?
Huh? No, I'm just taking off next week.
You gonna be away for a while?
No, I'm just not doing the show next week.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, the Thor thing.
No, not because of Thor. I wouldn't take off because of a movie. You know, I could see a movie way before the show. No, I'm going to be out of town, so.
Oh, okay.
But I will see. I'm seeing Thor tomorrow, so.
You see Thor tomorrow?
Yes.
Fucking lucky bastard, you.
I'll probably see it again either Thursday or Friday, depending on when my friends want to go.
Lucky, lucky, lucky. I'm about to buy my D-Box ticket probably tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't have D-Box here.
Yeah, D-Box is pretty, well, it like it depends. Like I said, Doctor Strange, it was very good. Mm-hmm. A lot of moving. But I think the Wonder Woman movie, it wasn't a lot of moving in that one. It depends. It depends on what movie it is.
Yeah, what company does D-Box?
Century Theaters.
Yeah, I don't
so
have...
So Century Theaters, Cinemark, you got Cinemark over there?
We had a Cinemark. No, yeah. We do have a Cinemark, but it wasn't built as a Cinemark, so they don't have no D-Box seats.
And well, they should be getting some, though, because Philadelphia is a major city.
Yeah, but
so in all major cities, especially in Texas,
Cinemark. It acts like it's not part of the regular Cinemark chain. Like I get emails about stuff going on in Cinemark, and our theater's always left out of it because it's small. It was built on a college campus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it used to but be, all the major cities, like all the major cities, should have the D-Box.
No, I mean it used to be a bridge.
A bridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they.
What y'all have over there? Y'all have Regal, huh?
Regal AMC.
Regal and AMC is real big over there, huh?
Yeah.
But y'all got the lounge chairs and all that, right? At the AMC, right?
Some of them.
Some
of the Regals got the reclining seats, but not the big theaters. They took some of the medium sized ones and refitted them with reclining seats. But the big ones, I mean, that's too much money to lose to put in those seats.
Just putting those seats in. I'm surprised they haven't got no D-Box or no something like a D-Box to be competitive with what's name? Because a lot of people buying that for Star Wars. I just bought my ticket. I had to buy my ticket last week.
no D-Box. We do, of course, we got IMAX. We got RPX.
We got that, too.
We got AMC's finally getting Dolby Cinema.
We got, well, you know, California. California got damn near every theater that you can name anywhere in California. Yeah. I have never went to IMAX. I don't even know what IMAX is about.
You never went to IMAX?
I have never went to IMAX. I don't even know what IMAX is.
There's none in your ear. There's none near you.
No, there is, but I never experienced. I never went to the movies on go see. Going to movies and see a movie with IMAX in it.
Well, here's the thing. Like when IMAX started, they weren't even built for like regular movies. They were like we had one. We've had one at it was they call Omnidomes. They like round. And
wow.
Yeah, you sit in it, you know, depending on how the direction of the movie, it looks like you're moving with it.
Oh.
But then they started making the regular flat screen IMAXs for regular movies because more and more studios started making IMAX format movies. So, they started adding them in the theaters. Now, it is like the biggest screen you'll get to see. And supposed to be the loudest sound, but
so that's all. It's just big and loud.
But the thing is, not all IMAX theaters are actual IMAX. Some are converts, and some are actually built as IMAX. But you only experience a great IMAX movie if it's filmed in IMAX. Most movies are converted to IMAX after they're done.
Okay.
But,
so were you supposed to be moving with the movies? Oh, is this supposed to be hella loud? That's the thing.
No, it's like it's the film is bigger, so you get more detail in the image.
Oh, okay. I got to experience that then because we got a big AMC at right over there at in Emeryville. Well, somewhere in Emeryville.
That might have a fake IMAX. Most of the AMC's built. Like they took a theater they already had, converted it over to IMAX as opposed to building one as an IMAX theater.
Well, this one's a ground from ground up, so it might be a real IMAX theater because they built it from the ground up. They didn't build because there was nothing there. They built that whole thing from the ground up. I see though. I might go over there.
Yeah, but you got to look for a movie that was actually filmed with IMAX cameras. And there's something.
Probably Thor.
No, they would tell you if it was filmed in IMAX cameras.
Oh.
But I think some scenes from Batman v Superman was filmed in IMAX. A lot of Warner Brothers movies are filmed in with IMAX cameras. And even then, they don't film like the whole thing in IMAX because that's expensive. They'll just film like key scenes. And it was there was one movie came out this year where it was so bad, like you'd be watching the ratio change on the screen. I think it was Transformers from scene to scene because they filmed somewhere in IMAX and then edited it with regular film, and it just looked ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Yeah, just like 3D. That's what I think about. It's like some like our 3D and Century, it ain't even worth it.
But you gotta experience IMAX, man. You got to.
Yeah, I gotta experience it.
That's why I'm gonna see. I got my Star Wars tickets in IMAX.
See, I got mine in D-Box, and those already damn near filled up. So I'm gonna be selling like.
How much is D-Box?
Huh?
How much is D-Box?
$20. Mm-hmm. Well. When I go online, I pay like an extra fee and all that stuff, so it'd be like $21, but it's really like $18. For the early bird, I think it's like $2 off, like $16.
Now, my arch nemesis, Thomas, how you doing, Thomas? I know you're gonna listen later and get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. He said he saw Thor. And of course, he said he didn't like it because he don't like Marvel films. And I keep asking, why do you go? If you're not gonna like it, why go anyway?
So, well, everybody praising it as a funny movie. It ain't one of those.
It's not
that serious, and it shouldn't be that. Third one shouldn't be that serious.
If he says he don't like it, then I know it's a good film. So
yeah,
I think his wiring's crossed. You know, so
he's juicing us up for Infinity War. And
well, now we got to go to Wakanda first.
man. Nobody want to do all that.
Yes, they do. What do you mean?
Shit. No. You think, well, I'm taking, no, we talk I, about that later.
I'm taking,
we'll
a, month, I'm later. Taking a month off to go to a vacation to Wakanda.
Hey, you know what the West Gallus thing I did want to talk about? Why are they doing this on February the 28th? I mean, February and February, all the black people gonna come.
And it's
about to be hella crazy at the movie theater, especially at my movie theater.
It's gonna be Black History Month, and then, you know,
it's gonna be a whole lot of black people. It's about to be crazy.
We celebrating our black, we celebrating our black king, the greatest black king in the history of black kings. So
it's about to be crazy at my movie theaters.
Yeah, so
black movies come out.
No, I don't know if it's gonna be crazy like that, but soon.
Well, I'm just talking about like my movie theater. When black movies come out, everybody knows.
You gonna make me tell you the truth? Cause yeah, I went to go see Boo this week.
Yeah,
and I had to leave. It was just too much talking.
Nah, girl.
Nah. I'm gonna try to see it next week, but I mean this week coming up. But yeah,
I like my movie theater diverse. So that's why I'm going at on Thursday.
Nah, I went on a $5 day. That's when that's
you went on $5 day. Oh, okay, yeah.
That's so why everybody,
you went to go see Boo.
Yeah.
Do you find Tyler Perry funny? Because he's not funny to me.
He can be at times.
Like his first few movies was good.
I chuckled a lot on the last Boo movie. And what I understand is he just did the same thing over and over and over in this one.
Oh, okay.
And it has been a while since I've liked the Tyler Perry movie. Yeah,
Tyler Perry
his
movie.
Early stuff, yeah. You know, I was there. I was supportive, you know, spent my money and all. But now it's only so much, you know, women being mistreated and...
But his first three ones is really good, man.
And then, you know, having to go to church in order to turn my life around. That can take, so. Let's see. So, you read anything lately?
Yeah, I'm still reading the Batman Metal series. It's going pretty... The one shot... is very good, like all the one, like the Batman that drowned. Mm-hmm. That one was pretty cool. Actually, have you ever heard of Earth 11?
Well, there's 52 Earths, right?
Yeah, it's the 50. It's the rebirth. I don't know. It could be. See, that's what they throw. It's the rebirth, but they throw some 52 in there too, though. It kind of like mixing.
No, I'm saying
it's
supposed to be 52 Earths. You know, that was why
52 Earths. Yeah. Oh, 52 Earths. Earth 11 is the women, like Batwoman, Supergirl, Superwoman, and the Batman that drowned. This one was about negative Earth 11, and this is about Batman killing the king. Aquaman instead of Aquaman. In this universe, yeah, it was a good one shot, but it doesn't tie in good with the main arc of the story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only thing. I think Metal is all right because Scott Snyder writing it, but hopefully at the end it gets better.
Oh,
but it's kind of falling off.
AT&T's giving out Justice League posters. I missed the last 3 days, but they got a couple more they're giving out the next couple of days.
And I've been reading Jean Grey. I'm kind of done with Marvel right now.
Yeah, why is that?
Yeah, it's just so I dropped off on the Royals. It just wasn't that good. The arc of the story. Jean Grey was good in the first 7 books, and then when it got to the 8th book, it just, I don't know, this legacy stuff, I don't get it.
Are you gonna
I don't know what they're trying to do.
Are you going to read the Resurrection of Phoenix?
I might. I'm thinking about it. Hopefully it's not fucking crap. like every other Marvel comic out there. They just throwing shit out there to see if anything stick.
Not true.
Not paying. I mean, the same for DC too. The same for some of the DC comics, like Justice League. High hopes for that damn arc of the legacy story about the kids, about their kids. Mm-hmm. It was good until the end. It's just, I don't know. Comic books is kind of bad this month for me, but I still been reading.
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yeah,
I still been reading. I still been reading some comics though, but that's all I've been reading. And I'm waiting for Doomsday Clock, Watchmen,
yeah, I'm gonna read Doomsday
and
Clock.
DC.
Well, you know, I'm in the middle of the death of the mighty Thor, so
okay,
that's gonna be sad. And like I said earlier, Silver Surfer came to an end for now.
And Silver Surfer died too?
No. The book came to an end.
The book. Once you go ahead and get Doomsday Clock.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it.
Okay, so we can read that or review that together.
The storyline in Black Panther with Claw just started up. You know, they're setting up Claw for the movie. And there's the Avengers crossover with the Champions.
Okay.
And that's going to lead to a bigger Avenger crossover story, I believe.
Yeah, have they had a big crossover yet?
With who, the Avengers?
The Avengers, have they had like a big crossover yet with anybody?
The last one was Welcome to Pleasant Hill.
Okay.
But they got a new one coming up soon. I forgot the name. It's in the preview guide. Do you get the previews guide?
No, you know what? They actually charge to get us the little preview thing. You talking about the big books?
Yeah, see my store, if you're a member, you get it for free.
No, it costs like $5. I mean, I just look at it. I just go and look at it and see what they got up there.
Well,
I never get one.
I got some news about the Justice League movie. There was rumors about how long the movie was going to be. It was going to be almost 3 hours long and so on. Well, turns out the runtime was only supposed to be 121 minutes, making it the shortest Justice League movie. I mean, the shortest DC movie to come out.
Okay.
Which is good.
Which is because I'm watching that at night, so I don't want to be up hella late.
Oh, they also
watching that.
Tell me what you think. You know, they're doing a double header with Justice League, but instead, the theaters. But they're not doing Batman Superman Justice League. They're doing Wonder Woman Justice League. Now
Wonder Woman Justice League.
Yeah, they're gonna show the Wonder Woman movie before Justice League as part of a double header.
In certain theaters?
Yeah.
If you're walking in at 6 o'clock, I can see them doing that. I wouldn't really want to do that. I wouldn't want to sit through that.
The thing is, okay, Wonder Woman doesn't lead directly
into
Justice League like Batman v Superman, but so many people dislike Batman v Superman that, you know, they're not even trying to.
Unless they throw something at the end.
The end of what?
Just to connect it, like.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And Aquaman is wrapped filming.
Everybody hates. So a lot of people do not like this Aquaman.
Why? Because of Jason Momoa?
Yeah, I think it's just because of the actor. A lot of people in the group I am, they like, what the fuck
like
is this?
Because he's not white, or is just they don't think
no, it's not white. Just they just I think they just don't like the actor. No. Yeah.
Somebody like him. He getting roles.
I mean, yeah, son.
Lisa Bonet likes him.
Yeah, he cool. I got around for him to be. I kind of get why he's Aquaman. I just didn't really want him to be that Pacific Aquaman. You know.
To me, the shocking news is Zachary Levi is going to be Shazam.
Oh, I thought John Cena had that part.
No, he was up. He was kind of being considered for it. So,
but he, I mean, I think he'll do a better job as Shazam. What do you think, John Cena will do a better job as Shazam?
I think he would look the part.
He would look the part, and but, John Cena know all that.
I don't know if John Cena can act the part.
He can act like a big kid.
The thing is, when you compare him to The Rock playing Black Adam, that's going to look ridiculous. Unless they do some kind of camera trickery to make them look the same size. I mean, it's not.
They like, almost the same size.
Who?
Dude, no, gonna I'm have to get buff.
I'm talking about dude. Zachary Levi.
Yeah. Oh, Zachary. Yeah, he gonna have to get buff.
And The Rock, even if he got buff, he's still gonna be shorter than The Rock.
They just use camera angle.
He's still gonna be shorter than The Rock. They're gonna have to have him stand there with some boxes or something.
Oh shit! They already messing up that movie already.
Use some kind of CGI to make him look bigger than he actually is.
As long as he can act like a big kid, because that's what we get from the Shazam. Have you ever saw the Shazam anime movie?
Yeah, I saw it, but I...
Yeah, see, as long as he act like a kid, then I'm all good. Big kid.
I kind of grew up with the TV show, and he didn't act like a kid once he turned into Captain
a teenager.
He acted like an adult, and I get that he's not an adult in the comics.
But he's not.
I want him to be a bit mature. We'll see how they do it.
Unless he's like 15, unless they choose him to be like 15, 16 years old, and then he turns to a whistle thing. I can see them doing that.
If you're going to do it, then make him 10 to 12.
I think 15. They're going to probably do 15. Troubled 15-year-old child.
And then in the TV
grew up in a foster home.
In the TV show. The teenager, he was more like 18 to 20. He wasn't really a kid.
They can go all kind of ways with Shazam. I mean, you know, just something new. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what they got.
So, yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I mean, look, he's already played in Thor. I don't know if he's going to be in Ragnarok or not. I think he is, but...
Thor looked like the damn Avengers. the Avengers look like...
He plays one of the Warriors 3. And so, you know, a lot of people like Zachary Levi. But... Oh, wait. It says here... Dwayne Johnson will not appear as the villain Black Adam in the film, and is developing a solo film for the anti-hero as a separate project. Without Black Adam, the most well-known villain for the hero, there aren't many villains left for Shazam to tussle with. One potential replacement villain could be Dr. Sylvania.
No, and fucking no. The fuck is wrong with DC? That's where the fuck
well,
they messing up.
Come on now, they know that The Rock is way too fucking big to be standing next to this guy playing Captain.
He don't need to be playing Shazam. I'm sorry.
Well, we always say that about a lot of people. And I know a lot of people said that they didn't think Gal Gadot should be playing Wonder Woman.
Oh, no, she did a hell of a job, though. She kind of looked like Wonder Woman. She just looked hella skinny.
that was my thought from the beginning, that she was going to be too thin.
Too thin.
You know, she worked out enough, so, you know.
She is Wonder Woman.
All those women.
That is.
All those Amazon women was looking buff.
Buff and fucking fine as fuck.
Yeah.
Hopefully the next one they talk about the gods and all that stuff.
And I told you about Professor Marston in the Wonder Woman, right? I told you about that film.
I heard about it. I heard it was fucking nasty.
No, it's good. You need to see it.
I think I'm going to go ahead and see it.
Well, who told you it was nasty?
I listened to this other podcast. It was like very like sexual.
Well, you know, they explored his lifestyle he had with his wife and his mistress and how the three of them lived. And you know, they did it in a way that wasn't like it was you know, done well. So it's one of the, I think it's one of the best movies I've seen this year. So
oh no.
No, it is.
No, it's not better than Moonlight.
The Moonlight didn't come out this year.
Oh, it came out 2017. Yeah. Oh no, man. I'm gonna go ahead and see it.
Yeah, you should before it leaves the theater. But yeah, you know, you living my life that I should be living right now.
Yeah.
Can't hate on a man. But it's funny when you see the actual pictures of what they look like compared to the stars they got playing them. You're like, no way. Yeah, let's see any last minute stories that come up. I haven't had a chance to watch Batman versus Two-Face yet.
Oh, I haven't even saw that. Yeah, I gotta see that. But that's what Adam West, right? That was Adam West's last animated movie.
His last thing he did before he passed away earlier this year. Then they got
I did not know that Luke Skywalker voiced Joker.
Where have you been all these centuries?
I was tripping. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's the Joker? Because I grew up on the animated series.
Yeah, that was Mark Hamilton.
I did not know that was Mark. I did not know that was Mark.
Yeah, you know, and they wanted Tim Curry at first. And he did record for the Joker, and they thought he was too scary.
How can he do DC and Marvel? He get a checks from he get checks from Disney and Warner Brothers. How is that possible?
Well, you gotta work. You know, it ain't
and no exclusive contract. He's still doing stuff with that Joker.
Yeah, because that's crazy. A lot of people consider him the best Joker ever.
He is.
You know, they made a big deal about him coming back to do Killing Joke.
He did do Killing Joke, huh?
Yeah.
That was his voice, yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, he was cool. He does the, he's been on The Flash as the Trickster.
The Trickster?
Yeah.
Oh, Flashpoint, yeah, he was.
And he was.
Did you hear about Flashpoint? Did you hear about the Flashpoint Flashpoint movie Flash?
Yeah, that's what they're naming it.
But people saying there's rumors around that we're getting the actual Flashpoint thing.
Which is a mistake.
Which is not.
It is a mistake.
We're getting Martha Joker. Do you understand how
I get what you're saying? It's a Martha mistake Joker, to do Flashpoint this early. You haven't even
Joker.
You haven't established
who can play Martha Joker. Oh my gosh!
You have not established this version.
I hope so. They go in that route.
You have not established this version of the Flash.
We don't need no origins.
I didn't say an origin, but you have to establish him. We don't know anything about this version of the Flash.
Go on CW and fucking look at it. He's already established.
He's not they're not the same versions.
It doesn't fucking matter.
It does matter.
I don't care. Nobody wants to see nothing boring.
On the TV show, that version of the Flash is someone who runs into danger, does what he thinks is right, and always always looking to help people. We don't know that is about this version of Flash. They say, he says in the commercial, all I do is push people and run away. We don't know what this version of the Flash is. Set him up first. That's the mistake.
I don't want to go through all that, man.
No, that's the mistake these studios make. They try to get to
that's the mistake they might the mistakes they're going to make is restore origin on there.
No, I didn't say origin.
Let's do this.
I didn't say origin. I didn't say origin. But you still have to set him up. You don't have to go trying to do
what
Flashpoint.
What can they do that's that serious, Surfer, right now? Tell me what can they do? What can they do to make the Flash interesting?
You have to set up his world, the surrounding people, the Iris West of the world and stuff, and who he's going to interact with. Set all that up first. Then get into if you want to do a Flashpoint. That's the mistake these studios make. They want to get to the end game. They want to get to the Venom without setting up Venom. They want to do Phoenix without setting her up in any way, shape, or form. They just want to do it. It's a cash grab.
You know what? I hope that they just put Elseworld on it. Just like they're doing the Joker thing, Elseworld. Make it an Elseworld thing. Make it just an Elseworld thing.
Warner Brothers is messing up.
They not messing up when they making stuff Elseworld. Just put Elseworld in front of it. Shit, nobody don't want to go. I don't know. I guess for comic book readers, a lot of comic book readers don't want to go through no origin and then set it up. Man, get to the juicy stuff, man.
No.
I was just thinking about Bartha Joker. Is this runs in my head? One of my favorite characters. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I just don't want to see no damn origin. I bet you that's what they gonna do.
Hold on a second. I just got a message from right. Stanley, he always acting like he don't know when I'm on the air. Okay, you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, right?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Because there's a woman on there who wants to play America Chavez, and she took a picture dressed up as her.
Nope. I don't even watch America Nine-Nine no more. I used to. When the first came on.
Everybody wants to be a superhero.
I've been watching Shadowhunters on Freeform.
And aren't you a little old for Freeform?
Well, you know I do write scripts, right? So, I don't know. I just like vampire shit.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Vampires and...
I'm waiting for Cloak and Dagger to come on. Then I'll have a reason to watch Freeform.
I used to watch The Fosters and Switch at Birth and all that. I followed all that when I was a teen.
Oh, man, they got all these football games on. It looked like Deshaun Watson is hanging in there, so... what else is new this week as far as the news? Did you see the new Runaways trailer yet?
Yeah, I'm actually interested in that. I was going to pick up the comic book. It was looked kind of interesting, but I didn't really get the story. I should have picked it up and read some of it. But from what I'm seeing from Hulu, it looks kind of cool. What you think?
I posted the trailer, but I haven't sat down and studied it yet, you know. And, you know, it's been kind of a long week for me.
Okay.
Oh, man. Just when I thought that the Inhumans couldn't mess up, they messed up even more.
They still on? People still watching it?
Listen, they're going to finish out the first season.
Oh, shit.
There's only like two more episodes left.
Well, you know what? What if... Okay.
But they killed off Gorgon.
Oh, shit.
They killed off the black man.
Oh, nobody cares about that. What if they throw it like on Netflix afterwards and see if people view it?
No, it's not.
No, because everybody say it's weak.
Yeah, it's the showrunner's fault, you know.
But, why did they just not come out with an actual movie?
Well, I'll explain it to you. Like, Kevin Feige, right? He had a boss. Yeah. His boss wanted one thing, and Feige wanted another. His boss wanted to do the Inhumans movie. Feige wanted to do Black Panther and Captain Marvel. His boss didn't think they would make good movies. Well, Feige won, and now he's in charge, and he don't have that boss no more. And so, once they
just turned Inhumans into
they kind of dropped it off the schedule because they got Spider-Man, and they're doing another Ant-Man and Wasp movie, and so on. They're doing all these sequels. And so, it got dropped off the schedule. So then the TV department picked it up, but their problem was they rushed it into production.
Yeah.
And they used the same showrunner as the showrunner for Iron Fist.
Yeah, that's where they messed up at.
Like,
what if they go back, like, what source material do they go to? Do they go to, like, which comic source material should...
Well, they took elements from the comic for this in the beginning. Because, like, you know, people complain about them cutting Medusa's hair off. Well, she got her hair cut off in the comic book for the same reason. She did. But it did seem like... And now I'm starting to think, like, they did it for the money. Because, all right, so to cut Medusa's
hold
hair...
Hold on, Stephen.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking to myself now. People, you can join me on Skype at SilverSuffer_forever if you're listening live and you want to comment about anything everything to do with comic books. And my ad block just keeps messing me up when it comes to these pages. So I'm really, really looking forward to praying to Thor next week. I think I'm going to like it. Yes, I'm kind of biased, but, you know, if I don't like it, I'll be honest about it. See what kind of extra scenes they throw in there. Marvel and DC fans need to stop arguing, says James Gunn. Yeah, that's kind of true. Marvel superheroes are heading to Disneyland Paris. Good for them.
All right, Surfer, let me head out of here, man.
Already, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see.
Gotta go pick up my son.
Has 30 minutes and more jokes after San Diego Comic-Con. What does that mean? They made the movie longer? All right, well, thanks for calling in. Maybe I'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right.
Peace out. Well, you got about as long as a show as I can give you today, considering I didn't have a lot to talk about as far as news. And I do appreciate somebody calling in for me to have a conversation with. If you want to join on the conversation in the future, you can do so by adding me on Skype at SilverSurfer_forever. And I'll be back on in 2 weeks at 5 p.m. for the Weddy Reading Comic Book Show. And if you like this show, maybe you like listen to the other shows here on EM Radio. Starting tomorrow night at 11:15, the Sports Report. You get all the football and baseball and all the other pro sport news out there. And you can call in and discuss that with their host. You know, you can listen in. They'll tell you how to contact them. Tuesday, you get a doubleheader of wrestling. First, you get a Shining Wizards, followed by The Rant at 9 p.m. The Shining Wizards at 7. Thursdays, you get The Rant and Wrestling Show. And then Fridays, you get Wrestling with Old School Flair with the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And that's live at 9 p.m. on Friday nights. And of course, since this is mainly a wrestling show, we do coverage of pay-per-views. I believe the next one will be the Survivor Series next month in November. I don't think there's another pay-per-view before that. So, you know, keep an ear out for that. And in the coming weeks, it'll tell you what day that is and what time and so on. And, you know, have a safe Halloween. Don't steal no kids' candy. Be careful of mystery night. You don't get eggs or TP, toilet paper or anything. And if you find somebody wrote on your car with soap, well, that washes off, so don't get mad at that either. And, you know, just be careful. So, until next time, I'll see y'all later. I'm out. Peace.